presenter will be Shia Malhotra. Dr. Malhotra is an epidemiologist and director of public health programs for the Medical Institute. She is a physician by training and currently plans, supervises, and evaluates healthcare programs. Her work includes research on sexual health topics such as sexually transmitted infections and teen pregnancies. She has also researched and evaluated an online risk assessment tool, the STD Wizard, medical school sexual health training, condom label comprehension in youth, sexual health education for parenting adults, and community-based sexual health education programs. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sheetal Malhotra, and I work with a small nonprofit called the Medical Institute based in Austin, Texas. And I wanted to thank all of you for being here this afternoon. I know there's a lot of sessions going on, and there's a lot of choices. So thank you for being here for our presentations today. So moving on. Also, before I get started, I do have several handouts on the table at the back. So if any of you are interested, you could take a handout back with you. A handout of this presentation that I'm going to give to you. So so my presentation is about evaluating programs using geographical information systems, or GIS. And here's my disclosure. I have no financial relationships to disclose, unfortunately. The objectives of this presentation, I will describe the use of geographical information systems mapping for outcomes such as sexually transmitted infections and teen births, and I'll also discuss the evaluation of an adolescent sexual health education program using GIS. Starting with a little bit of background, what is GIS or geographical information systems? It's nothing but a mapping tool or strategy to show data on maps. And why I use maps? Basically because it allows easy visualization of data, especially because numbers can be so intimidating for a lot of people. You can also look at these maps and see how outcomes are changing over time, and it's easy to visualize results using this strategy. And here's an example that shows how exactly you could look at a picture and see how things have changed over time. This is an example that uses Texas birth rates for 10 to 19-year-olds from 1996 to 2002. And I'm not showing you any numbers. You can probably not even see the categories that are over there, at least the numbers. But all the categories are the same across all the maps. So the colors move from blue to red for increasing rates. So if you look at these maps, these pictures, you can see how rates in some of the regions in Texas changed over time. And I'm going to show you this little tip here. That's El Paso County. And also its neighboring regions, where El Paso County at the beginning in 1996 did have a high teen birth rate, but the neighboring regions had lower teen birth rates. But as you look across time, going from 1996 to 1998, 2000, and then 2002, you can see how the teen birth rates have increased. And that whole region basically has the highest teen birth rate on those maps. So it's just an easy way to visualize data without looking at numbers, tables, and all that jazz. So why use GIS for program evaluation, and how do you use GIS for program evaluation? Basically, you'd have to get updated area maps, and you could decide on whether you wanted to get maps at the state level, city level, county level, or school district levels. You'd have to geocode data or assign a location to the data on those maps that you get, and you could place those data on the map either as cases, as point cases, or as rates, which are better for comparison. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. And you can use these maps displayed in various shades of the same color, or you could use different colors to signify different categories. The advantages of using GIS, if they're not already obvious, besides the fact that it's easy easy to visualize results and data. You could also identify problem areas or factors that may contribute to certain healthcare problems. You can compare outcomes, including sexual health outcomes, geographically as well as temporally over time. And you could also do sophisticated analysis like spatial analysis. Now for our program, we have a program in two school districts in El Paso County in Texas. These are San Elizario and Fabian school districts, and basically I'm showing you the numbers that form the basis of that program. The birth rates for 15 to 19 year olds in the US is pretty high as compared to several other industrialized nations. In Texas, the birth rate is higher than the national rate. El Paso County is even higher than the state rate. And these two school districts that we set up our program in, San Elizario and Fabens, had birth rates that were double the county birth rate. So looking at the need for this program out there, we decided to focus on these two school districts, which are basically border school districts. They're economically disadvantaged regions, and they really have poor access to healthcare services. Also, 70% of the county births are to teen mothers. So there's a whole lot of teen pregnancies, teen births going on here. Looking at other sexual health outcomes, the sexually transmitted infection rates in the area, we got data for gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV, and AIDS, and you can see that the El Paso region has higher gonorrhea rates than the border, even though it's lower than Texas, the state rate. Chlamydia rates are higher than the border and Texas state rates. And it's kind of counterintuitive to think about, gonorrhea rates are higher than the border rates, but they're lower than the Texas state rates, so probably there's no problem there. But as I said earlier, this area is a little bit disadvantaged because there's lack of health services. And knowing the nature of sexually transmitted infections like gonorrhea and chlamydia, they tend to be silent, asymptomatic. So if people are not aware about the existence of such infections, they don't get tested, those cases never get reported. So we think there was a lot of underreporting going on in those areas. So the program that we set up was called Paso a Paso, Building Healthy Families. And the purpose of this program was to promote risk avoidance among youth aged 12 to 18 years in these two independent school districts in El Paso County. We provided community-based sexual health education and also implemented community-wide activities to support risk avoidance education for adolescents and parenting education for adults to encourage adults to talk to their kids about sexual health topics. The components of this program included a school-based curriculum for grades 6 through 12, a parenting adult curriculum, I just mentioned parent education, also community mobilization activities to raise awareness in the community, and we evaluated this program using evaluation surveys, so pre-post surveys every year. We were following the same group of students 3 years, and we also geocoded chlamydia and births to get our GIS maps. For the GIS mapping component of evaluation, we got data from the health department. So we worked out a partnership with the health department, the local health department, as well as the state health department to get access to chlamydia case reports and also teen birth data. These data were then geocoded by residents. So we had addresses of each of these cases. Each of these cases were put on a map based on the addresses of those cases. These geocoded data were used to map outcomes. And as you will see in just a minute, these maps show areas of need as well as increases or decreases over time. Now, as I said, we placed these data on maps based on addresses, and I cannot show you the full map because of confidentiality issues. You know, those cases have to be completely unidentifiable, especially for presentations such as this one. So, but I do want to say that we did map these cases, and you know, you can look at a comparison of the teen births and teen chlamydia cases that were put on the map. And we're looking at 2 years over here, school year 2006-07 and 07-08. So one of the first things people would do would be to put those dots on the map and look at if there's an increase or decrease, or if there are certain clusters that are immediately noticeable. Now, it's all very good to use cases for mapping, but it's really not a good comparison strategy because obviously cities or areas that are thickly populated would have more cases. Places where there is not much of a population, there would be less number of cases. So immediately looking at cases on a map may give you the wrong impression, which is why we use rates. So we calculated teen birth rates after getting teen population numbers for the school districts, and we mapped those rates. So you can see our program areas are San Elizario and Fabens. These are the ones that we were focusing on. And the colors, green to yellow, go from high to low rates. So yellow is good, green is bad. So you can see when we started off, and brown is in between. So when we started off, these program communities had high or middle teen birth rates. After 1 year of the program, the teen birth rates had fallen in these two communities to brown and yellow respectively. And then these teen birth rates stayed that way after the second year of the program. Now, I do want to caution that the rates that we used to calculate for this particular year, 08-09, are preliminary because these data are not final yet. But you may notice that in the rest of the areas, the color scheme stayed the same. So basically, there was no change in teen birth rates except in the program areas. There was a little bit of change that we saw in this other school district, but this had really low numbers. So it's basically because of the low numbers that we were getting artificially changed rates. Similarly with chlamydia rates, looking at our program school districts, again, dark blue is bad, light blue or white is good. So we're trying to look at rates over time in chlamydia. And you can see that when we started the program, these rates were high. They did go down after the first year of the program, and they stayed down after the second year of the program. So it's really easy to look at changes over time as well as to compare changes geographically between program and non-program areas, just doing the simple mapping. You could also do some other analysis with GIS, like point density analysis, where you can identify areas of a higher number of cases or lower number of cases, and that actually helps you decide where more services are needed, more education or more healthcare services. So here's an example of point density analysis using GIS. And other analysis could include directional distribution, depending on the kind of health risk factors or healthcare conditions you're looking at. So over time, you could see if there is some kind of a direction to the cases that you're looking at. Are the cases moving in a certain direction? And this kind of strategy is especially useful for outbreaks such as the flu outbreak. If you want to prepare people in a certain region saying, hey, the flu cases or the spread of flu seems to be moving in a certain direction, this is what you can do to avoid getting the flu. So these are just examples of some other things that can be done with GIS software to evaluate programs. Other analysis could include overlapping factors to see what else those data are showing you. For example, we recently looked at, since teen pregnancies and non-marital pregnancies and single parenthood were such issues in this area, we recently looked at a couple of examples, like how many fathers actually do live with the teen moms, or do they end up together or not, or how many married or unmarried teen moms live in the area. And these are also data that we've used to show to our community partners, stakeholders, the students in the school districts. And they're pretty shocked to see that, not many fathers stick around after the teen mother gives birth or once she gets pregnant and has a baby. And that's not the perception among the students in those areas, because they believe, or a lot of girls believe, they can keep their boyfriend if they get pregnant and have a baby. But in reality, it's only 2% of the fathers who are staying with the teen mom. Similarly, there's a high rate of non-marital teen births, which also needed to be highlighted, especially in this population. So in conclusion, you can use GIS to map outcomes such as sexual health outcomes. It is an effective strategy for program evaluation. However, you do have to be cautious about several challenges, such as data integrity and security and privacy issues. Especially for mapping, you need people's names and addresses, which raises a whole lot of questions about confidentiality and what are you going to do to protect these data. Also, we noticed that vital record data, such as birth data, have a significant lag time. These data do not get final until two or three years after the year. So we're expecting the 2008 data to be final sometime at the end of this year, which creates problems because you're waiting for those updated data pretty regularly. Also, address matching can be a issue because for birth data, people give honest addresses because they need the birth certificate, but for chlamydia data, a lot of them give false addresses or wrong addresses. Of course, there is sexually transmitted infection underreporting because they're not caught in time. And it is a challenge to get updated boundary lines for the specific areas that you're looking at, and also to get population data for school districts, which was the case for us, because we were not looking at zip codes or census tracts. We were looking at school districts, so we wanted population for the school districts to be able to calculate accurate rates. But programs can obtain and measure outcomes, especially sexual health outcomes, and use GIS maps to easily visualize results and outcomes data. And that's just a disclaimer. This study was funded by the Administration of Children and Families, and these views do not represent the views of the government in any way. So here's my contact information if you need to get in touch with me, and if you have any questions.